Now, let's be honest. It's a grim old time of year. Yesterday afternoon, half past three, it was dark. Mm. It was. Getting motivated can be difficult at this time of year, whether it's for a job, a diet, or a new direction in life. One course of action is hypnotherapy. Now, my guest today is Britain's best-selling hypnotherapist. In the first half of 2004, was the seventh best-selling audio author overall, only outsold by the likes of J.K. Rowling and Agatha Christie. He's Glenn Harrold, and this week, two new titles were launched, Creative Meditation and Building Motivation. Glenn is with me now. Good morning to you, Glenn.
Good morning, Judy.
It's a bit of an odd career path you've taken, Glenn, starting in the world of music, didn't you?
Yeah, it's a bit of an unusual route I've taken, but something that I feel really comfortable with now, the hypnotherapy and making these recordings.
Okay, well, there you are with a band, a punk band,
yeah,
that morphs into a band which won a big competition, didn't it?
Yeah, that was in the early 80s. That was, I was late teens then, and yeah, we did really well for a while, but
Sugar Ray 5.
Yeah, that wasn't to be my vocation. You know, I was obviously doing all that that led on to what I'm doing now, because I sell a lot more CDs than I ever did then.
So when did the interest start in hypnotism?
I've always found it fascinating, the power of the mind and that kind of thing. And when I was younger, before I'd go on stage, I would often, you know, visualise performing well and, you know, relax my mind so that I would be in a peak performance mode when I was actually on stage. Mm. So I think in some ways I was using self-hypnosis before I actually realised what it was.
Right.
So I've always had that belief in the power of the mind and what you can do with it.
Yeah.
And it was a natural progression for me to then look into it a bit more. And
did you, you seen people on stage performing?
Yeah, we did, you know, later on I did the pubs and the club circuit, and we did a few shows with stage hypnotists. Mm. And, you know, that always fascinated me, the power of mind and the way they could manipulate people to do outrageous things.
Yeah.
So it kind of sparked my interest, but that was never what I wanted to do.
Right.
I'm much more into using hypnosis as a tool for healing and helping people.
Now, I've done a little hypnosis routine in the pantomime, but I'm suspecting that this is a little more sophisticated than swinging a pocket watch. A lot of people think to themselves, hypnosis, but as you said there, you gave yourself a good talking to.
Yeah, yeah. But that's how it all started with the swinging watches. That was,
you know, look into my eyes, look into the watch.
That's it. And still, people still expect me to get out a pocket watch and do the thing, you know. But and it would work for some people if that's what they expect and that's what they wanted. Mm. You would use something like that.
But, so how do you learn to be a hypnotist? Is there a school you go to, presumably?
I mean, I did a two-year diploma with the London College of Clinical Hypnosis, and it was the best school, the most comprehensive training method at the time. So I immersed myself in that.
Is it a tough course, that, Glenn?
It is in the respect that you've got to learn a lot about using hypnosis. Learning hypnosis on its own is quite an easy skill to learn.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I could teach you it in 20 minutes and you could be using it on other people. But learning hypnosis to use as a tool for therapeutic healing is a little more involved, and that's where the skill comes in.
Ah.
You know, in helping people to lose weight or stop smoking, you know, that takes a lot more skill. So that was really the bulk of the learning. The learning curve, you know, the actual learning hypnosis is quite easy.
So you can learn it, but some are better than others.
Yeah, I mean, it's like anything, you know, some people are better craftsmen than other people, some are better footballers or musicians. And I found that once I got into it, I had a knack for it. And, you know, I really enjoyed, you know, got a kick from helping people to lose weight or overcome fears and phobias. And I think if that's in you, if you really enjoy that kind of thing, that comes through in your work.
It's an extraordinary thing. I mean, I don't know whether you watched the other night. I suspect a lot of people did.
I know what you're going to say.
Darren Brown, yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Wasn't it? I mean, for those who didn't, he suggested that four people who had been working with him, who he had prepared, he suggested, put into their mind, auto-suggestion, manipulation, whatever you like to call it, he suggested that they rob a guard on an armoured vehicle in a totally set-up controlled experiment, unbeknownst to them.
Yeah.
They were strolling down the road supposedly to meet him, but the auto-suggestion was in their mind, and three out of the four that he prepared actually pulled out a toy gun and robbed the armoured guard.
I think
that was extraordinary.
I think Darren Brown is an amazing guy. I mean, he's out there on his own. He really is using some really sophisticated techniques. You know, because I've always been of the mind that you can never really manipulate people to do things they don't really want to do. But in that show, he did something pretty amazing there.
So are those techniques you would learn, do you know those? Because there was a rather famous experiment in which, the other experiment in which he got people sitting at a desk of equipment there, and they thought they were asking questions to somebody in another room, and they thought every time that the person got the question wrong, they were administering an electric shock.
Yeah.
Because a guy behind them was saying, it's okay, it doesn't hurt at all, really, it's okay.
He was the authority figure, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they were told that was all right. And that was extraordinary, because they went on to administer like 450,000 volts or something to people. Are those techniques that you learn?
With things like that, I mean, I know of the test, and I mean, he was kind of demonstrating how people can be manipulated into doing, you know, very dangerous things that they wouldn't normally do in an environment where you've got an authority figure who's telling you it's okay.
Mm.
You know, not everyone on the show was manipulated in that way. And so it was an interesting...
But when you go to, you know, when you go to learn for 2 years, wherever, you know, the college...
Yeah.
Do they teach you those techniques, or is that something that's really so far down the line?
I think you can learn certain techniques like that, but you know, the way that I've always learned is to use those kind of techniques for helping people.
Yes.
So I don't know, as far as that kind of manipulation, I mean, Darren Brown's got it off to a fine art, and he's you know, he's a master at it. I've only ever used it for hypnotherapy and healing, and I've, you know, if people want to lose weight, it's quite easy to then, you know, give them suggestions and, you know, get them into a relaxed state, and, you know, give them hypnotherapy suggestions that they will respond to, because you feed back to them everything they want to achieve.
Is there such a thing as a profile of a perfect subject for hypnotism? Because clearly everybody's not suitable.
Not really. I mean, most people will respond to it, but they respond to it in different degrees. Some people are very, very suggestible, and, you know, you can give them a few, you know, short induction, and they respond to suggestions very easily. But and they're normally the people you see in stage shows, that kind of thing, who have been, you know, taken from the larger group and wheedled out, and, you know, they're the very susceptible.
Are the ones subjects. Who really want to do it, because really, I love seeing those people get up on stage who are going, yeah, you're not going to do me, you're not going to do me, and they're the ones that usually go bang straight into it, cockerel, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sometimes it's their expectation of it. I once saw a guy who wanted to stop smoking, and you know, it was one of the first clients I ever saw, and he was really nervous, so I was building a rapport, putting him at ease. You know, we were talking about football, and I hadn't even started the induction, and suddenly he went into a trance. He just looked at me, locked his eyes on me, and started swaying, and I thought, I haven't even done anything.
Oh, dear.
So, you know, some people are very susceptible to it, but most people will respond to hypnosis, and the key to it is responding to the actual suggestion. So it's not about the depth of trance or how deep they go. It's more about if they absorb the suggestion and take it on board and then respond to it.
I'm just watching the news this morning. I mean, you know, we have this nationwide obesity, drink, drugs, alcohol problems.
Yeah.
Why aren't these methods that you and other hypnotherapists clearly have success with, why aren't they used?
More in the mainstream.
Yeah, like... Well,
I think there's a lot of, you know, other agendas with
prejudice.
Maybe there's that. It's kind of always seen as a little bit of you know, an alternative thing, and it's not really recognized by the medical world, and I suppose there's you know, it's just one of those things. If it was used widely, it would be, you know, people would find it so much easier to overcome those things.
Can it help with things like drugs? I mean, I know you help with smoking, which is a drug of a sort, and obese eating. Can it help with drugs?
What, coming off drugs?
Yeah, help you to come off if you have your meditation tapes?
Yeah, definitely. If people want to, you know, are at the point in their life where they really want to come off drugs and overcome problems, then you can definitely use it for that. The thing is, they've got to be receptive to it. You can't really make anything do. If their mind's made up and you know, they don't want to do it, you can't really change their you know, core beliefs, but you can, you know, work with them and build up, you know, they can achieve whatever they want to, if you know they're willing to.
I must admit, yesterday afternoon I had an appointment, and I put your creative meditation on.
Ah, right.
Park the car. I know, because you mustn't do it when you're driving the car. Obviously, park the car.
Yeah.
Put my seat back. Put the creative meditation. I'm hopeless. I was asleep in about 4 or 5 minutes.
Really?
Absolutely gone.
So you'd be a great subject.
Apparently not.
No?
Apparently not. They've tried to regress me. As I've said before, they couldn't take me much further back.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I do Pilates or the other Mr. McKenna, I've done his tapes, I fall asleep. That's no good, is it?
So do you fall into a deep sleep and you don't hear the count up at the end?
That can happen, I'm afraid. The next thing I know, the alarm clock's going up and I'm getting up in the morning, because I'll lie in bed at night and listen
to
it.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes if you fall into too deep a sleep, you know, you're not going to get a lot of the suggestions because you've gone too deep.
Yeah.
So maybe the best way to listen is at a time when you're not too tired.
Ah, that's my mistake, you see.
Yeah.
It's always at the end of a Pilates lesson when I'm exhausted, and suddenly in 10 minutes I'm dreaming.
Right. Well, that's great if you can get off that easy. I mean, a lot of people struggle with that.
Yeah.
And the Sleep title is the bestseller out of the BBC range.
Is it really?
Yeah, because a lot of people, you know, live such busy lives and they've got so much information coming in. And, they, you know, we make 100 times more decisions nowadays than we did 30 years ago. And so, you know, people have got all this information going on. So it's really difficult for, you know, to switch off at night for a lot of people. So the Sleep CD, it will help people go into an altered state of consciousness and take them into a different realm of thought.
Right.
They'll slowly wind down and, you know, all those thoughts will disappear.
What rate of success do you reckon that these tapes achieve? Because you obviously get a lot of feedback from people.
Yeah, I mean, amazing amounts. I get emails every day and phone calls. I had a lady just recently who called me and she said that she'd been on sleeping tablets for 40 years. Mm. Tried everything under the sun to, you know, get a good night's sleep. And she was only sleeping like 2 or 3 nights of sleep. And she said since she used the Sleep CD, she was getting eight hours a night, and it had completely and utterly turned that problem around.
Fabulous.
So you get great stories like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I mean, they won't work with everyone all the time, but I do find the way that I've put them together and, you know, sort of crafted them nowadays, they tend to work with most people most of the time.
Yeah, well, if I can get through one without falling asleep, it'll be marvellous. You've achieved that for me, if you can keep me awake, actually.
Which one was it you listened to?
It was that, well, thankfully not building me motivation, because I was spark out.
Right.
It was Creative Meditation.
Well, I was going to say, maybe the motivation title is a bit more, you know, I tend to approach that with a more motivational you know, view, and it's more uplifting than the other titles. So maybe the mellower titles, like the relaxation,
are not the ones for me, really.
Yeah, maybe you want a more motivational one. So try the other one.
Okay, I will. Do you have a practice now, or are you purely making CDs, or do you do stage work or anything like that?
Not stage work. I've never done that.
No.
I'm not an entertainer, really.
No,
I just really love you know, making CD titles, and I have written a book as well. My second book will be out this summer on the weight loss issue.
Oh, right.
And the book has a CD in the back of it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of compounds everything you learn in the book. But no, I really enjoy the, you know, using hypnotherapy as a tool and using recording techniques to help, you know, amplify everything and to enhance the trance state.
So could you not, when you were with the band, couldn't you kind of recorded a kind of record that had suggestive bits in it, and that everybody went out and bought it and it was number one?
That would have been a good idea, wouldn't it?
I think about that. You know, I'm surprised you haven't done that.
I never had these skills in those days, but I would have definitely done
that.
Well,
you're still involved with music, though, aren't you? You and your wife?
Yeah, we still write music, and I've got songs that they're not in the charts or anything, but they're out and about. And so, yeah, maybe you're giving me ideas
now. A record called You Will Buy This Record. See? Auto-suggested. I will.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be fantastic.
Glenn, it's a fascinating subject. I'll have another crack at the tapes this weekend.
Okay.
Glenn Harrell's Ultimate Guide to Creative Meditation and Building Your Motivation out now. Price $10.99 each. Have a happy new year. You will. Thanks, Glenn.
You're very good at that, Judy.
I could do it. I put a lot of people to sleep every day between 9 and 12. You'd be amazed. Thanks for joining us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You can walk my path.
You can wear my shoes, learn to talk like me, and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna